we're definitely embracing technology. That's a huge thing. Good Real Voice, Dispatch Pro. We want to make sure that our service managers are still doing ride-alongs with technicians, but Real Voice gives us a whole nother opportunity. It is so powerful, and I think everyone's going to be using it soon. I'm just glad we're hopping on quickly.
This is To The Point. A Rhino Experience. Voted one of the top home services marketing and operations podcasts. Cutting through the bullshit and getting to the point.
Hey, To The Point listeners. This is part one with my newest friend, Alicia Green. Great story. Just met her at Home Service Freedom. Learned that she's, you know, roughly a $10 million business who had some success in 2023. So thought it was a story worth sharing, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hey, what's up, To The Point listeners? It's your boy, Cristiano, the host of To The Point Home Services Podcast. And it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day. You know why? Because I've got Alicia on here. And I met her at Home Service Freedom. And she was on a panel with my wife. And it was a fantastic panel. Not just because my wife was on there. It was a great panel. And Ellen Rohr was the moderator of that panel. And Ellen's fantastic. So it was a great panel, and it was good to just meet. I think I knew everybody on the panel except for you. So that was the first time that you and I got to meet.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to have you on the podcast today, because as I've learned a little bit more about your story, about you and your husband's story and the business and things like that. And we have some mutual friends, you know, from our conversation, and I enjoyed telling these stories. And I think this one will be a very relatable one to many of you that are listening. Because I think you, can relate probably a little bit closer to someone who's closer to size than you than maybe some of our larger guests that we have on. But yeah, it was good because I got to meet Alicia at Tommy's event, Home Service Freedom, and kind of learn a little bit about her story. And her biggest fan was in the crowd. And her biggest fan was Pete. So shout out to Pete for being a good husband.
Definitely shout out to Pete.
Yeah. And these two have been together since you were like 16 years old. So that was just a couple years ago.
Just a few years ago. Like 24, yeah.
Now, Alicia wears multiple hats, you know, as many of us have done in our companies, especially early on. She, you kind of have to do a little bit of all the things too. But if you don't know who Go Green Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and maybe soon to be
electrical-ish. Heating, air, and electrical.
That's right, out of the triad. And if you don't know what the triad is, that would be Greensboro, Raleigh, and High Point, North Carolina.
She feels like Carolina.
Yeah, lots of good songs. Lots of good stuff.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
North Carolina.
Come on, raise up. Helicopter. All right. Which one of those is probably closer to your vibe? Like, which one of those would you?
I mean, definitely the last one.
Okay, that's good. PD Pop. Yeah, me too. So that's because we're close in age, but like we've already established, I'm older than you. So, you know. But she is out of North Carolina, but not originally. Originally from Reno. So, you know what? No, it's interesting. Is like typically what I'll do is I'll try to find some fun facts, you know, from Reno, and I'll look to say, hey, who's like the most famous person to come from Reno? When I Googled it, I didn't know anybody. So it's you. So you're it.
Today, that's me.
Today it's you. So now you moved to North Carolina. I think what you said it was in 2006.
Right.
But Go Green was established. I think it was 2015. Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
September 2015.
Okay, perfect. So, and we'll get into a little bit of that too. I just want to make sure that I remember the dates right, because when I write notes and I'm talking to someone, my handwriting sucks so bad, and my 5 can sometimes look like an 8 because I drag my pen, but I want to make sure I have those date rights. But hey, do you know what? Before I get into it, my all-time favorite Arizona Cardinal player, I'm a big Arizona Cardinals fan, I've had season tickets for 21 years now. That's how you know I'm really good at mental fortitude, because, you know, to cheer for a team that long and pay for it is very difficult to do. But my favorite all-time Cardinal is from High Point, and his name is Adrian Wilson, also known as A-Dub. So he is one of my favorite all-time players to this day still. But the thing I thought was great about your story and why I thought it was good to have you on as a guest, and I'm excited that you're coming to Rhino, your first Rhino X, so that's going to be great. Yeah. So any of the listeners, anybody who's coming to Rhino X, you'll get to meet her there. But was really what you just did this past year, I should say what you guys did, you all just did this past year with your business. It impressed me, you know, and because
I don't think it should, Chris.
It impressed me. It impressed me, and I think it'll impress others because, as you know, like this past year in 2023 was just a hard year, especially because the two previous years leading up to it were such great years that, you know, it might not be as impressive to listeners if you say, hey, I had great growth in 2021 and 2022, because it's kind of like, well, yeah, we all kind of did. 2023 was a little different. I think that a lot of people struggled in 2023. There's still a lot of successful customers like yourself. I mean, contractors like yourself, but there's also a lot of like struggles. And listen, like sometimes we look at our struggles as like, oh, we only grew 10% this year. You know, you still grew. Yeah. But it was a challenging year. But I also think that we learned a lot of things about our businesses in 2023. So regardless of what happened with it. So, but I'm excited to talk about yours because you guys had a really great 2023. So congratulations on that. That says a lot. And I want to.
I guess we'll get into it. I don't want to interrupt you. We gained in revenue, but we didn't gain in net profit. And so I don't want to skew that and make it look better than it is, because revenue lies. Revenue's a liar, right? So
revenue is for vanity.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that profit we're looking for.
That's right. But listen, you can find it. You can find it, right? So you still grew top line. So thanks for being like super transparent about that. Mm-hmm. And so what I'll do is to not like steal your thunder, you know, I want you to go ahead and share a little bit of your story. I mean, you didn't start in the trades. Like you went from the nursing world, you know, of things, and then kind of worked your way into the trade, you know, worked your way into the trades because of, you know, with Pete. And so the story is pretty cool, but I think that you'll learn a little bit about Alicia too. And you'll be able to tell if you are if you've done the color code test. I'll bet you'll be able to figure out pretty quick what one of her colors is. It's probably going to stand out to you. I won't say it, but later on in the podcast, I'll hit on it. But why don't we go ahead and just share a little bit of the backstory of how you got into trades. Actually, let's do this. Share where you guys sit today, and then let's walk through the backstory when you guys kicked off the business.
Okay. So today we're sitting with about 65 employees. Going, you know, to do well in 2024, definitely moved up from our basement to a pretty significant building. A lot of people that will probably watch this have visited our building. It's beautiful. We are, you know, sitting on the edge of significant growth. That's where I feel like we are sitting. It's kind of a precedent that we do things differently now. We're living in a different world, so we're definitely experiencing new things and looking to jump to the next level.
So hang on a second. I'm gonna stop you real quick. You're being like way too reserved. So I'm gonna get you to open up a little bit because and now again, I'm gonna make sure I was listening good, because as Keith Mercurio would challenge me, sometimes I don't listen the best. Like, and so I'm truly tried to listen in our conversation yesterday too. But if you like nearly doubled in revenue. Is that not right? From 2022 to 2023?
No. We did so in 2022, we went up about $2.5 million. So we definitely had growth. We didn't double, but we definitely had significant growth in revenue, not in profit. So we didn't walk away from 2023 like exuberant or excited about where we ended, but we definitely walked away from 2023 extremely excited for 2024. We made a lot of investments in 2023 that affect that profit line to get us to where we want to be, especially by the end of 2025. Because I told you, we want to go from 10.5 to 19 by the end of 2025. So by the end of next year, we want to be at 19, which is now that's doubling our growth there. Right. we're looking, trying to look at it with that 10X mindset, though, not that 2X mindset of doubling. But we also want to make sure that we're profitable this time, not just seeing the growth in revenue, but seeing the growth in profit.
Yeah, right. So this is one thing that whenever I was, I think I told you this too, by the way, like that's par for the course on me jacking up my notes. So I put that out there. But I learned this approach in 2018. So right before we partnered with Gary Vaynerchuk for that 3-year stint, when we met with his COO at VaynerMedia, he was talking to, my executive team and myself and my executive team just about the stair-step approach on, you know, you're spending. And so, yeah, you're going to, you know, your profitability is going to go down or stay flat or whatever, because you're investing it back in for the next, you know, step. So you invest, you step, you know, and then you gain, then you step, you know, then you gain. So it was like the same stair-step approach. And that's how it worked out for us as well. Yeah. So you have to make some of these investments to get yourself set up for the upcoming year.
But you do. And I think that there's the change of 2023, though, is that we've done those things year over year, right? Invest and put money back into the business, but we still ended the year with more profit. The part of 2023 is that profit margin still wasn't there, even with the investment, you know? And that's tough when you're used to being, you know, so profitable year over year. And then you go into that. And I think a lot of businesses experience that in 2023.
Yeah. By the way, listen, like that's a win for a lot of people. So you guys aren't pleased with it, but for a lot of people, like that would be a win for that year, right? There was still top line revenue growth. Like, and so you are really set up well for this year.
Yes.
So 2015, you guys start as a plumbing company, right? And then you start to add the other services, like we've heard, you know, time and time again, how that stuff plays out. And now you've added electrical. Yeah. So now you're officially the Holy Trinity. We call it here in our world.
The Triad Trinity.
The Triad Trinity. It just works. It just works. Yeah. It's meant to be.
There's a new tagline for Dan out there doing our rebrand.
There it is. Yeah. Okay. So as you guys are going through 2015 and on, where are you starting in the business? Like, what is your role back then? So that way our listeners have an idea of kind of what your path coming out of the nursing world. You still managed a lot of people in the nursing world, but you kind of came from that world, which certainly is not the trades. But maybe share with us just a little bit of your past so they understand the things that you've done in the business before I go into the rest of the answers or the questions.
Yeah. So in 2015, when we first started, as any business owner starts, you really don't have a ton of revenue coming in or money to pay yourself. So I was actually doing both. I was working night shift as a nurse. I had switched to nights. I had before that been a ICU nurse. So that's my background, ICU, cardiac ICU nursing, you know, manage several management roles, leadership roles within that industry. I left those management roles when we started our company just because I couldn't do both, but I still was working night shift as a nurse. And then during the day answering the phones, and we were in our basement. So I would get home from work and answer the phones in the basement and, you know, sleep for a couple hours and then go back to work at night. So that's where I started. And I guess really from the office standpoint, we didn't have anyone else in the office until, I guess, mid 2017.
By office, you mean basement.
Basement. Yeah.
Hey, no, by the way, it's cool that
I said we grew. So we were we moved out of our basement after the first 6 months.
Oh, cool.
We moved into an office space. It took us about 6 months. And then just because just the growth, we couldn't keep everything in our house anymore. So moved out of there, moved into another space 6 months after that because we outgrew that space so quickly. But yeah, we did not have anyone else in the office until 2017. So I was answering the phones, doing the books, recording, you know, everything that could be recorded. And then I was also doing for any of the Nexstar members out there, all of the coaching and tracking, KPIs, all those kinds of things for the techs that we were bringing on. So doing all of the tracking of all the KPIs.
Hey, one thing that followed you though from place to place was what? What is the what's one critical piece of furniture that followed you from basement to?
Oh yes, I should have brought a picture of it. I'll have to attach a picture somewhere. So we built this really cool like industrial desk. Pete welded the legs and everything on it, and it fit that room exactly. So it's, I think it's like 13 by 12, exactly L shaped. So we each had our own little section of desk. And now it's in our front entrance of our building. So when people first walk in, it's like the first desk you see. It's really cool, rustic. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You got to, make sure you send over a picture.
Yeah, I will.
So that way we can post it as well. You know what? Something like that. I have, you know, we have our annual Rhino kickoff meeting coming up where we bring in everybody, you know, everybody who's in office, remote, everyone comes in and we pretty much go over all the things that we just did from the previous year and then what we're going to be doing this year. Mm-hmm. And I shared a little bit of what the backstory is of Rhino, which in the very, very beginning, it wasn't called Rhino. It was called Brickyard Marketing. And it was in Indianapolis, Indiana. And so the table I had that I worked from was just like this little cheapy, like IKEA looking table with a glass top. I mean, cause we were super poor. I wish I would have kept that table, but we got rid of it in our last move. And cause I mean, we didn't have any space for it. And honestly, it was kind of ugly, but now I'm regretting that I don't have that table since I started working from there. So anyway, I don't know what that has to do with the story other than than your desk. Your story is much cooler than mine. In home services, speed to lead is everything. Chirp stands out by transforming your communication strategy. With Chirp, accelerate your lead response time with instant SMS text messaging, email, and ringless voicemail automation. Chirp's cutting-edge technology ensures you're the first and the most persistent, helping you close more deals than ever. But that's not all. Say goodbye to missed opportunities with Chirp's incredible follow-up system. Keep your leads engaged and moving smoothly through your sales funnel without lifting a finger. And with Chirp, deep integrations with top CRMs like ServiceTitan, HouseCall Pro, and Jobber, you can launch laser-targeted campaigns to connect with the exact right leads at the exact right time. Automation creates efficiency. Efficiency unlocks scalability. With Chirp, you can automate speed to lead, estimate follow-ups, rehash, abandoned call follow-ups, canceled job follow-ups, review requests, outbounding to your list, annual reminders, membership expiration follow-ups, and so much more. So stop chasing leads, capture them. Connect faster and close more deals with Chirp. Contact Chirp today and elevate your communication game.
So we brought on our first office staff person in mid-2017. She was fantastic. It was honestly, we really had great people from the beginning that were really interested in helping us build something. And I think that that's one of the biggest challenges when you first start a company is gaining people's willingness to like take a chance in you, yeah. You know, our very first ever employee was an apprentice. His name's Josh. He's still with us today.
That's cool.
And you know, he couldn't even use a drill at that time, you know, and now he's our plumbing install manager. So it's really awesome bringing the people in and watching them grow and succeed. And that's really the ultimate goal. It's kind of our definition of success is watching that, you know, that's yep. How we know we're doing great things. But I basically managed the operations. Pete managed a lot of the technical side of things, the technical training, the technical support, the training and coaching on offering options, what options to offer, things like that. I managed more of the marketing, the office side of things, the call center, the dispatchers when we finally got to a point of separating that. Did the books all along, still CFO here, looking over the books And I think it's just been kind of a, we kind of have played off of each other in what best suits our personalities. You know, we might have ideas of something someone could do differently, but, or different things that we could do within the company, but we both have different passions of what we want to be doing within the company. So.
Yeah, sure. And we were talking about that. I think we knew we just on our initial phone call too, about, you know, sometimes when you go into this, you have, you got to play to your strength, but it's nice that when you, you know, when you, or that you and Pete's strengths complement one another.
Yeah.
So that's always helpful. Same, it was the same with, you know, Anna and myself too, you know, where she's running, you know, operations and the finances and all those things too. And so we just kind of stuck to what we knew we were great at, which I do attribute a lot of our success to that, because we knew how to stay in our lane, and we'll get to that later. But hey, remember when you had to hire your first employee, how weird that was?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, same. And
it
how
was especially weird because we had to have them come to our house. Yeah. So that was really also weird.
For sure. But it's more common than you think.
Yeah.
But I remember being too, like I hired the first person, like it's a weird thing about today. And Anna loves to tell this story, but I hired our first person without telling her. And then we were kind of like, how do we pay this person? Like, do you just give them like cash? Do you write them a check? Like, what do you do? So weird, but it's cool that you still have that person with you today. Like that says a lot.
Yeah. We have a lot of our first hires are still here with us. So one of them's our GM. You know, we have several.
Got it. So one that says a lot about your culture, by the way, and leadership. So congrats to you on that. What's cool right now is, as we're recording this podcast, our chief experience officer, Mike, who's been with us for 12 years, has a super cool story. But he's started from the bottom and worked his way all the way up from our call listening reporting team and learned all the things, like the best you could ask for, you know, to have a leader is somebody who's done all the things. Right.
Right.
And he's off speaking, on main stage at an event that I would normally be doing. So I have a little bit of FOMO because there's people were texting me from the crowd saying, oh, he's crushing it. He's better than you. I'm like, no, he's not better than me. But it was just cool to kind of see him out doing the things that I would typically be doing and doing it so well. It's kind of like you feel proud. Like I'm like, God, way to go, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So I want to jump into this real quick because you talked about, you know, this 10.5 million number trying to go to 19.5. We'll just call it 20, right? Because a big math a little simpler for me.
Sure.
That, you know, there's, that's a lot, right? And there's a lot of things that have to play out, right? There's a lot of things you have to have in place. And I'm assuming you built some of those things and put some of those things in place in 2023, like you had said. But what would you, because, you know, I'm going to say, based on what I know and all the folks that I know and all the contractors know and all the stories I hear from 2023, that you, I'm going to call 2023 a success for Go Green. What is it that you guys did last year that would call it successful? I'm using air quotes for those that are just listening. Successful, yeah. or those things that you started to put in place to create
to make this year better.
Absolutely, yep, for this year.
So we're definitely embracing technology. That's a huge thing.
Good
Real Voice Dispatch Pro. You know, we've got a. You can't. We want to make sure that our service managers are still doing ride-alongs with technicians, but Rilla Voice gives us a whole nother opportunity. It is so powerful, and I think everyone's going to be using it soon. I'm just glad we're hopping on quickly. Dispatch Pro is incredible. So building that for our company, making that work with our company is going to be huge. It's not going to replace our staff.
Right.
So I think that that's a huge misconception of teams. And that's why it's so important to get that buy-in. I know that was one of your questions the other day, but you know, it gives them bigger bonuses, our dispatchers, right? If they're hitting those numbers, they're bonusing. And so utilizing technology for sure, implementing new services and things that are out there, air quality tests that are out there to help with those conversions on air quality, or your members that just replaced their system 4 years ago. You know, those calls that you go to that you don't convert on, what can we do differently to convert on those calls? We want to stay relevant and offer products and services that everyone isn't offering or that everyone isn't able to do. We had huge reinvestment in equipment on the plumbing side, also like excavators, jetters, things like that. So just
big ticket items. Yep.
Big ticket items. Yep. Yeah. You know, reorganization of inventory. Inventory is a huge pain for almost every company, making sure that that process flows, because a lot of money can be lost in inventory. A lot, if you're not tracking it right. So making sure that those procedures are in place. Huge investment in training and education. So we've always done a lot of training and education. Now we're implementing more and more with apprentices. Apprentices aren't new to us. It's not something that is new bringing them in. It's how we're moving forward with apprentices. Instead of an apprentice being an apprentice for 2 years, you know, what can we do to speed that process up? Because we have to grow our own teams. And we've found that we have struggled significantly with labor, and I know that we are not alone.
Nope.
It's one of the biggest complaints that everyone has is labor and getting techs, and where are you going to get techs? We have to grow our own technicians. So having a plan in place to get these apprentices into trucks and having them work for the team, you know, in a different capacity and much quicker than we've had in the past. The right people, the right seat.
Yep.
I think that's one of the toughest things in business, especially for me. So that's one area where the nursing nurturing part comes out for me, is that is really hard. You might have the greatest people, but they might not necessarily be in the right seat. And those are tough conversations to have with people, you know? And so having a lot of those tough conversations, you know, and unfortunately you lose some of those people if they don't see a different position for them as being well suited or something else. But definitely putting the right people in the right seat, because I like to control everything. Unfortunately, it's a huge
challenge.
It's a challenge. Yeah. And so I understand, though, that I can't. And neither can Pete. We both have this issue. I think a lot of motivated, driven people do. But we cannot grow. We cannot 10X our business if we're trying to wear every single hat. So we've got to build great teams. So putting things into place to make sure that happens. And it's a big investment in training and education. A lot of money goes into that. We have Premier Program is something that we rolled out. Premier Program is huge. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it or listeners are, but Premier Program is basically leasing of equipment. It's 10-year worry-free. It locks that customer in and it locks your market share. So once that customer is gone with you, they are your customer for 10 years. And so rolling that out, being one of the first, I think the first in our area to do so, is huge, because it helps us gain significant market share.
So you're in the leasing game.
Yeah.
You're in a minority.
Yes, but it will be, I'm telling you, it is the future. Yeah. It is the future. And we see it in other countries as they're leading Canada. It's so big in Canada, and it's just a matter of time. We're a subscription-based country, right? I mean, how many subscriptions do we all have? I think that the trades are for sure moving that way. It's just, are you willing to jump on board, you know, early? Yeah. Or, and we would rather be early with it than trying to play catch up later. So, sure.
And it has, and that model, like the leasing model, by the way, just because you brought it up, I think I had a podcast about the leasing model in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I've heard it for a long time, and I've heard what you just said. I've heard that for a long time about, because mm-hmm. Canada adopted it well, but I will agree with you. What you did was you switched to the terminology to memberships, subscriptions.
Subscriptions.
And subscriptions does make you think about leasing differently, right? Because now we're paying for it. Like, I think I paid for every app you can think of to try and watch Purdue basketball from Arizona. Yeah. So I have to like buy Peacock. I have to buy all these things. And then I forget which ones I've got, but during this program, think about these subscription, like the subscription model. I think the majority of people are too. So,
yeah.
It can
and it's
work.
Really about- different. I think it's just a shift in mindset that we have to make in the trades, because it really is no different than your memberships. It really isn't any different than your memberships. You're just agreeing that for the next 10 years, you're going to handle everything for that system. It's really, and the customer doesn't have to worry about anything, and they don't have to worry about that monthly payment for a membership either. So you don't go through that ebb and flow of losing memberships. They're pretty much locked in. So it's a win-win for the customer and for the company.
Some of the contractors that I know that use it also use it as kind of like, and by the way, you use it however it works in your business, but yeah. They'll use it as like their last ditch effort too. Like it might be the, okay, like this is, they're not leading with it, but it's also like, hey, what we have, this is like our final option of, we can have this option too, where you can lease the equipment. And it's basically like the car sales model of the low monthly or the payment, the low monthly payment and the low barrier of entry to get it done today. Like I've heard of, you know, it being used in multiple different ways. I want to hit on something real quick too, because otherwise I will forget. I made a note of it. Two key things that you mentioned that I want to make sure that the listeners heard. When you talk about Rule of Voice, let's don't assume that everybody knows what Rule of Voice is.
Oh, right. Sorry.
No. Listen, I understand. So, but it's important to hit on. And it's a call-by-call management piece. It's AI-driven software. It's fantastic. A lot of our Rhino customers use it. In the roofing industry, it's been around a long time. It is a very, very cool tool. Now, what it does is when you mentioned coaching and training, this is a, to be able to make more commissions or whatever, this is a great tool to use to help train whomever's in the home on what they're saying, the flow of the conversation, how to overcome objections. You basically can go back, listen to these things, and you can coach from it, and you can learn, you can get better from these things. It's a great way for a company to invest into their team. To be able to, because, you know, you could, you know, some of them might take it as, oh my gosh, you're like tracking everything that I'm doing. You're listening to my calls. And you're like, yeah, I'm investing into you. So that way you can get better. Like, just like we have, you know, just like you have call tracking numbers that listen to the calls coming in to make the CSRs better. It's the same concept. And it's a very, very cool tool. I got to get them on this podcast.
It really is. It really is cool. And you do have to get the buy-in of your people, and you have to show how it's benefiting them personally.
Right.
Otherwise, it is like, you know, Uncle Sam watching over. But as soon as they realize that that's not what it is, and as soon as they start seeing their KPIs go up, their numbers go up, their average ticket goes up, their paychecks go up, they become your salesman for you. So you don't even have to sell it to the rest of your team. They sell it to your team for you. So that's really what I think in the rollout is so important of things like that.
Yeah. And by the way, there's also, I'm a big fan of it too, because that is what it is. If it's used the right way, that is what it is. It shouldn't be like big brother watching over you. It's not what it is. It's not the purpose of it. Mm-hmm. It's made a lot of really good companies great by implementing that process. Cut this one off. That is the end of part one. Did you like that sound effects? That was real. That wasn't fake. Hopefully you enjoyed the first part of this. The second part's even better. We get into a lot more cool, deeper stuff in the operation of the business. And she really brings it home with some cool ideas and things that they're doing this year. So do not forget to come back and listen to part two. Listeners, thank you so much again for listening to this podcast week after week. We are extremely grateful. Again, the whole purpose of this podcast is to give back to the home services industry that we love so much, whether you're a Rhino or not. We really, really appreciate all the subscribers. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please go in and subscribe, and you'll get all the episodes sent to you automatically weekly. Also, we have really enjoyed your feedback. It's so meaningful for us when we get to read the nice comments that you guys put. So keep doing that. And if you don't know how to do it, here's what you got to do. You search for To The Point Home Services on Apple Podcasts. You click on our profile, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and hit write a review, and be honest and share your story and how the podcast has impacted you and your business. Thanks again from the bottom of our hearts at To The Point Home Services Podcast. We appreciate you.